Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingfer.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go up. another one, my Lord. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Be your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear from you,
then I know what to do.
Then I know what to do.
I won't go alone.
Heaven won't go alone.
I'll never go on.
Tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize the Great Spirit, known by many names as God, the Good, the Omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that it is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become present with the inner knowing, with the inner presence, with the presence of you that is you, known as the kingdom of God in you. And I just want you to focus in on the breath as we invite and invoke the energy of peace and love. Just want you to breathe. Because sometimes we forget to breathe. And as we recognize that God is good and omnipotent and everywhere present, recognizing that there is not a spot that our God is not, I want us to just focus in on the breath, knowing that we can trust in the all-knowing presence of the Most High God, that we can count it all joy, we can count it all good, no matter what the seemingly appearances are. So as we invite and invoke the presence of divine love, sacred peace, I just want us to take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, and releasing this breath, and remembering to breathe deep into the heart. I want you to breathe, family, because sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. I just want you to breathe. and release. Family, I just want you to be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as you open yourself to receive all of the goodness of the universe, I want you to say, I am open to receive all the goodness of the universe. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, I am open to receive all the goodness of the universe. I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Money is coming to me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram. And today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm always excited when we get to shift our money story, when we get the opportunity to really hone in on what are the stories we're saying that's keeping us from the true abundance that we deserve to live. And so that's what we do. We dispel those myths that is in the mindset, because money problems is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. And it's when we shift our mind and begin to shift our energetic expression, we get to move into a place where abundance is truly. Of my family, I just also want to remind you, September 16th and the 17th is the Remarkable Woman Conference, and I'm looking forward to all of you all being there. If you want to get a ticket, give me a call at 773-447-5591. For every ticket that is bought through the Love Journey get a 10%. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you decide you want to go to the conference and you want to be a part of it, it's going to be a great weekend. Rashard Mitchell is the performing artist. I am one of the guest speakers. We have millionaires that are going to be speaking. We're going to have an amazing healing, transforming time. Also right here in Chicago, the Womb Sauna Lady, I'm bringing Tema, the Queen of Steam, going to meet the Queen of Desire right here in Chicago. And I want you to be there September 30th. We're going to be at 4900 South Lakeshore Drive in the Lakeview Room. And please, please, if you get your tickets, give me a call, 773-447-5591. Let's get these tickets, and don't delay, because we're going to have a lot of healing explosions going on right here in Chicago. That's Tamar, the Womb Sauna Lady. We're going to have explosive, powerful, riveting, provocative womb healing experience right here September 30th, and we're going to have some great conversations. We're going to talk about the womb, how to heal the womb, how to heal the wound of our mind, the heart, and the wound of our womb, and how freeing us helps us to develop and magnetize better relationships, magnetize our divine love, also manifest and money. So you looking to change and shift what's going on? Or you too ready to take it to another level? You don't want to miss September 30th. It's a powerful, explosive, healing, transforming wound experience. It's going to be with Janine, Tamar. We got some other special celebrity guests that's going to be there. And I can't wait to really get it all out there for you to know who's all going to be there. So give me a call, 773-447-5591. You don't want to miss that opportunity. And I'm going to be reading this morning from The Science of the Mind. And today is The Power of Choice. Louise Hay once said, it's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. The Science of the Mind book on page 271 says the students should take time every day to see their life as they wish it to be, to make a mental picture of its ideal. The magazine said, Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You know, as we move forward with our life, it's not enough to read about the truth, not even enough to listen to lectures about the truth. You must know the truth. When we are facing adversity, we must have already done our work, so our response comes from a place of faith. You know, that deep down knowing, that faith that you know that you know you know. See, we must know that the divine presence is with us always, and there's nothing we cannot successfully overcome. Years ago, a minister of mine told a story about the choice, about the choices we make in life. A policeman was called to the scene of a burglary and promptly arrested the culprit, who turned out to be his brother. Sometimes later, a reporter interviewed both men, and the policeman said, my father was an alcoholic. How else could I turn out? His brother told the reporter, my father was an abusive drunk. How else could I turn out? The same circumstances, two different results. We choose what we see from life. We must take responsibility for our actions. Blaming only gives our power away and keeps us in the same predicament. When we are willing to take responsibility for our life, we can begin to make choices that bring us healing. I want you to marinate that. What choices are you making? What choices are you making? Are you choosing peace? You see, every day brings a choice, either to practice stress or to practice peace. The Science of the Mind on page 184 says, one alone in consciousness with the infinite constitute a complete majority. Knowing this in your own thought, work in perfect peace and calm. There was once a fable that described a king who offered a prize for the person who could paint the best picture of peace. And there ended up being two finalists. You see, one person drew a picture of peaceful mountains and fluffy clouds, a calm lake, and beautiful sun and trees. But the other drew a picture of an angry sky, lightning and a rushing waterfall. And behind the waterfall was a tiny bush growing from a crack in a rock. And there sat a mother bird in her nest in perfect calm. You see, the king chose the second picture because, as the anonymous author described, peace doesn't mean to be in a place where there's no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of things and still be calm in your heart. It was once written about how people responded to stress of crowded refuge boats when they encountered storms or pirates. And this person said, if everyone panicked, the boat would capsize. But if only one person, if only one person remained calm, then centered in God, that was enough to save everyone. You see, it only takes one person to shift the atmosphere. What a wonderful example of how powerful our faith can be. Not only do we affect our own lives, now I want you to hear this, not only do we affect our own lives, but we affect the lives of everyone around us. When we choose peace, we experience God, and no matter what the seemingly appearances are, deep within we are calm and serene because we know all is well and life. Come on, family. And life is unfolding just as it should be. Today's affirmation is, I choose peace. No matter what is occurring on the outside, I choose peace. I move within and experience the peace and ease of spirit because in my heart, I know all is well. I choose peace. Let's say that together. I choose peace. It only takes one person. Remember, what did he say? He said, it only takes one person. If everybody panics, the boat is going to capsize. But if one person, just one person, remained calm and centered in God, that was enough to save each and every person. So today, family, together, I choose peace. No matter what is occurring on the outside, I choose peace. I move within and experience the peace and ease of spirit because I know in my heart all is well. I choose peace. Together, family, let's choose peace. I choose peace. I know that a lot is going on in our environment. But today, just you choosing to be the example of love can change and affect places that you don't even understand by you choosing peace. Peace, by you being an example of love. My grandmother used to always tell us, you might be the only example of the Bible that somebody might read. How would you show up today? How would you show up today? Oh, I want to remind you, tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And we're going to get started with our beautiful, beautiful, amazing sister, Miss Chastity A. Wells. And when she's done, we're going to play a special Reverend Ike. Prosperity is an inside job. So I want to welcome you to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I want to start off with our song that she loves, that is always a tribute to our sister. Ain't no stopping us now, because, you know, when you really listen to the words, who's the only person stopping you from being where you want to be? Who's stopping you from choosing the life that you deserve? What choices are you making today? Ain't no stopping us now, family. This is McFadden and wife here. All right, let me see. Ain't no stopping us. I guess I'm going to have to sing it because I can't find it in my computer. Ain't that something?
It's all good. Happy Friday, family. It's all good. Happy Friday.
All right, well, at least
family.
I can
Happy
give you
Friday.
A bit. At least I can give you applause, right?
It doesn't matter. Go ahead. That's fine.
All right. Introducing my sister from another mister, Miss Chastity A. Wells.
All right.
Good morning, Miss Chastity A. Wells.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Love
I found
journey.
If you want to hear, do you want to hear a little of your song before you get started so you get some energy?
Nah. I got what I got, so I'm all right.
All right, good.
We already in.
Let's do it.
So, all right. So this morning, family, we'll continue on in our book that we have already began with, Abundance Now, which is a book by Lisa Nichols. It's actually about amplifying your life and achieving prosperity through these days. So I'm super excited in regards to this book here. I don't know if you need to mute your line. There's a lot of background noise. I'm moving around or something. Somebody should press mute on the line.
Yeah, because I'm not moving around. I'm sitting still. But if you
okay.
Press mute.
Thank you so much, family. I'm like pushing through my own respiratory issues this morning, so I'm doing the absolute best that I can to overtalk anything. So any other added noise will make it almost impossible to be able to move through. But it's all good, because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep it moving. So we are actually in chapter 2. We're actually still talking about the first E, which is enchantment. The first E, which is enrichment of your whole self. Remember, Lisa talked to us about the four E's, which is the path to an abundant future. She talked to us that we're going to experience enrichment, which is developing your whole self into a focused and more abundant thinker. Then we're going to find enchantment, where we start connecting to others and developing relationships. Next, we're going to go into engagement that comes from pursuing work that actually is exciting experiences for us, doing what we actually love to do. And then finally, it's going to be the endowment. And that's where the money comes in, family, that grows and continues to fund the kind of breathtaking lifestyle that few can imagine. So I just wanted to remind us what the four E's were. In case this is your first time on the Love Journey, welcome. And if you've already been here with the family, welcome back, family. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. Peace and blessings, guys and goddesses on the line, and kings and queens. I love you all. For just showing up for you and your family and your legacy here this morning. So we'll move on into what we are moving a little bit forward in. If you're actually following me in the book and you actually have the book, we have left off on page 85. And just to recap on those real quick, last week we actually left off with the pillars of success. Remember, Lisa was talking to us about not playing small, about playing big, and stop shrinking ourselves when opportunity comes our way. Amplifying our game, start expanding in every area of your life. Once you master the mindset of abundant, prosperous life, you can begin to amplify your game in earnest. So she was telling us to do that, and there were ways for us to do it. Number one, the first pillar, is to grow in knowledge. One of the biggest lessons to me we talked about last week is you can't transform yourself based on the limited knowledge that you have at the time, right? So the whole point is amplify your game in knowledge, reading more books, being around more people to amplify yourself in that way. Pillar two, work for a goal that's bigger than you. Oh, my God. I know that's the scary thing that most people don't really want to think about, but you really have to do that in order to grow. Beyond expanding your knowledge, amplifying your game also includes the willingness to work for something that's bigger and grander than you. It's the woo-woo conversation that's heard about leaving the world a better place than it was before you arrived, right? So when we actually subscribe to something that's greater than who we are, we have to become a bigger person. We learn to let go of our ego, or for us ladies, our she-go, right? We have to put it to a side, because then we feel like we're doing what God called us to do, or leaving the world a better place, right? There's a song by Beyonce, and I'm sure it's a remake of somebody else's song, but the song is called I Was Here. And so when I feel discouraged about anything, I do play that song, and it's a slower tempo song. However, the words are so, so phenomenal and important to my soul. It reminds me that the whole point is to leave an imprint on here, on earth, while I'm here, and to make it a better place that I possibly can. So that's the impression we really want to walk around with, and just reminding ourselves to work towards. Pillar three, recognize that you'll need help to expand your impact. Oh, my God, is that not the truth? That's where most of us get stuck at. It's pillar three, recognizes that we need help. Even leaders need help to take the greatest task of our generation. So recognize that you'll need help. So for those of us who have had issues with asking for help in the past, now is the time for us to get committed about asking for help. So pillar four, practice self-enrichment in action. This is where we left off, family. This is where we're picking up, and this is where the meat and potatoes is about to get. This is really where the rubber about to meet the road. Because honestly, this is what we talk about a lot of times. Self-development and personal growth can become static in people's minds. I mean, it becomes something that they do versus something that they live, right? people love talking about personal development, you know, chanting different things or whatever the case may be, and setting aside time, but they're not really living it. People go away to weekend seminars and things like that, but they're not living it. We have to learn to live self-enrichment in action. Self-enrichment lives in the action, not in the planning. Taking action, even little baby steps, moves you from constantly planning to actually doing those things that will get you to your goal. Self-enrichment is the act of creating 1,000 micro wins so you can have that one macro win. Love, Journey. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Let's get going on using affirmations and begin with the rich life in your mind. Lisa starts us off here today, and she says, in my adult life, I've used a special tool for regret beginning the abundance, prosperity, and financial wealth, spiritual growth, and business opportunity I desire. The tool is called affirmation. If you are already a part of the Love Journey family and you've been on here on any amount of time, you know the word affirmations is something that Janine has drilled into all of our thick skulls more than any other thing in this world. Affirmations, affirmations, affirmations is what Janine has been drilling into us. But affirmations, the two affirmations, brief, vividly, clear words written as statements, I can recite over and over again that affirm my future desires as if they already are so. You see that? So it's not saying that I'm going to be rich or I'm going to do this. It is I am, right? So too often we bombard ourselves with negative thoughts, family. My God. Even saying these thoughts out loud to ourselves and other people, we say things like, that's not possible for me. There's no way they will say yes to me. I can't do that. I'll never find true love. Life's hard for someone like me. If you only knew what I've been through, then you'll know why it's so hard for a person like me. I'm going to even add another one to me and step on some more people's feet because I know it's a lot that's going on in the ethers right now with us headed towards the solar eclipse and the energy that's going on the world, and people are bombarded with the news. Be mindful of the messages that you are repeating back to your family. Be mindful if you are a grandparent repeating certain errors in your family. Be mindful as women, as parents, what we're repeating in our homes, family, because that it, all of our words contain energy. Be mindful of the messages. These are powerful messages. Unfortunately, our unconscious mind takes these repeated messages then causes us to take action that will deliver these results to us. So can you imagine? Imagine the craziness that we're seeing on the televisions and all those different things. We're repeating it again and again. So the mind only has one thing to do, Janine, and she just said it here. It's a very unconscious thing. It completes the very thing that we've spoken about. Whether you really want to see it happen or not, the unconscious mind does not know the difference, family. So we have to be mindful. We are actually recreate disappointing experiences in life by repeatedly thinking thoughts of failure, by holding harmful beliefs about ourselves and telling the same negative stories to ourselves and to others. But if you change your thoughts, beliefs, and stories to a more positive statement, they'll also have the power to activate your unconscious mind. But what if you repeated those positive statements over and over again? What would that look like? Affirmations are positive statements, family. I can repeat not only to affirm the person that I am, but also to affirm the person I am becoming. They're critical to cementing my knowing and sending my declaration out to the universe. They're foundational to my future. Affirmations, family, begin with the word I am. Affirmations begin with the words I am, the most powerful phrase you can use to trigger your unconscious mind to achieve your goals. Whatever follows the word I am is true for your unconscious mind. So why not use the words I am powerful, I am loving, I am attracting my true love. So she just wanted us to remind us of those things In the same way that a guided visualization tricks the brain into living our abundant life in our mind's eye, affirmations is another tool to focus the mind on our positive future. When we recite our affirmations several times a day, the mind cannot tell the difference between our real life and imaginary life. Our affirmations describe, so long as the words are compelling and emotionally charged enough. For instance, you can say, I am brilliant. That's true for your unconscious mind. If you say, on the other hand, I'm lazy, hey, guess what, family? That's going to be true, too. Okay? So we have to just be mindful about that. Then she talked to us about how do you write an affirmation. So then we'll talk about that, and then I'll open it up and see if anyone had the opportunity to practice some of them here this week, or if you wanted to share one of them with us here on the line here today. That'll be awesome as well. All right, so how to write an affirmation. Will you develop your goals in the 12 areas we discussed in Chapter 1? It is imperative, specific. Remember we talked about that? Everything in goals have to be specific. So even if you're talking about you want to get a new home or you want to get a new car, what type of new car? Do you want to just a sedan or do you want a coupe? What type of coupe? Do you want a Honda or a Hyundai? Which one do you really want? So that's why it's really important, because what you really think about, you bring about. State how much and then by when. Remember, I even confessed to you all that that was the hardest part for me, was actually talking about the when factor. Thinking about it wasn't hard for me thinking about it wasn't as hard for me as putting a date. Putting a date was actually challenging for me because it did something, because I guess I didn't want to disappoint myself, to be honest with you, and to be honest with myself. But we have to learn to decide on the smaller incremental targets, and you'll hit on the way by achieving your bigger goals. Then write down your goals and review them daily. Write down your goals and review them daily. Why did I urge you to be specific is what Lisa's asking. She said, be specific, compelling, and detailed goals can easily be turned into a powerful, specific affirmation. When you add emotion to the wording of your goals, such as, I am joyfully opening doors to my new business, and I'm proudly writing a check to pay off my mortgage, then envision them as already complete. Your unconscious mind will fast-track that attainment of these goals by the date and in the manner you have written them. You see? So the importance of us family really writing down as much specific detail as possible is so we can get emotionally charged to it, so we can get excited when we talk about it. Even when I sat there and I read that, that wasn't my affirmation, but I could understand where she was coming from, because when we are very specific about something, you do get really excited about it. So it is important, family, that we are very specific about our goals, that we are reviewing them daily. Not talking about what we can't do, but only coming from a space of I can. Because especially for many of us on the line, for many people on the line who are believers and go to church and believers in the Word of God or, in Christianity, the Word of God is true. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you shouldn't ever, ever be saying out of your mouth, right? Ever out of your mouth. You shouldn't ever be saying things like I can't do it or I'm tired today or whatever the case may be, because that becomes blasphemous for what you even profess as your religion. Yeah, I said it. Stepping on toes this morning. But that's the only way we're able to grow, family. But I would love to hear how affirmations have worked for any of us. Have we practiced any of this week? How has this, any of the pillars helped you, whether it's growing in knowledge, expanding yourself, asking for help, because I know that was a big thing for us all, actually practicing self-enrichment in action, and just talking about moving into the space of affirmations. And if you're not a person who has really used affirmations a lot, I would love to hear from you, and even possibly just talking about the commitment of moving forward using them. Press star 6 if you are on the line, and press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. All right. I know this isn't always the most fun topic in the world for us to be able to discuss, just going over the affirmations and the rest of the family, and that's okay. Definitely feel free, as I am talking to you, I won't feel like you're being rude by cutting me off. You could just definitely just jump on in there and say, hey, Chastity, I wanted to ask something, and I'm cool with that, and I'll stop for you at that time, okay? So I just wanted to remind this family, be sure to speak what you want to create, not what you're going to try to avoid. Any incorrect affirmation would be, I am not going to fail this exam. We don't want to focus on that. That's not affirming positive outcome. A better affirmation, family, would be, I am confidently answering the questions on the certification exam and achieving a passing score with ease. That's cool, with ease. Affirmations are not lengthy, 3 to 5 lines long at the most. They are clear, concise, and powerful. Clear, concise, and powerful. So that is really some of the things that's really important for us. You can write your own affirmations, or you can look to collections of available ones online. I'll be honest with you, when I started first doing affirmations and these things, I would pick up the things that we were talking about here on the Love Journey. I would recite those as my own. We used to do a lot of affirmations those were incantations with Tony Robbins. I remember some people used to bring that on the line, and I would start using those, and then I would even look up some online. And that's how I started to learn to write my own affirmations until I really understood how to just do it for myself and to get my own footing in regards to it. So here's a couple of affirmations to get you started in case you want to in the areas of your love relationship. You can write, I'm designing and experiencing a loving, fulfilling relationship that will get better by the day. For your family relationships, you can put, I am bringing value to my family. Within our imperfections, we share the perfect love. How often is that? Because I think too often we all sit back and we stare at what's not right within our families and the rest of it, and then we're looking at other people like, oh, I wish I had that. We all have the same thing. It's just what you choose to focus on, what you focus on, what you think about, you bring about, right? So if you're focusing only on the things, the imperfections of what someone has said to you or whatever the case may be, then, of course, that's going to be magnified. So focus on growth, creativity, and the things that really do make us smile. Then we have peers and social circles. And I can send these out to you if you would like for me to do it, because I'm not going to go through every last one of them. I want to be able to continue to keep it a dialogue if other people are able to share on here or share one of the ones that you enjoyed the most. That'll be great as well. The peers in your social circle. I'm accepted by my friends for who I am. Our love is unconditional, nurturing, and free of charge. Career business. I am effortlessly growing my career, company, as a result of my consistency, my determination, and my ability to bounce back from setbacks. Look at how cool that is. Even affirming that you're going to bounce back after a setback. What an affirmation, Janine. I love that. Then you can go all the way down to your physical body, ladies, right? Especially us. And not discounting you brothers on the line as well, but I know as a woman, just speaking from my own experience, we can be so critical of ourselves. I love my physical body, even as I continue to shape and strengthen it. I'm grateful for the journey that it has taken me on. I honor where I am, and I honor where my body will take me. I love that. And so I just challenge each and every one of us to write your own affirmations today. Love on yourself today. Continue to just affirm the positive things. Highlight the things that are going right in your body. Even if you were only able to walk for 5 minutes, highlight that. Talk about that. Continue to just affirm yourself. So then, as you were able to do the 5 minutes, maybe tomorrow you can do 10 minutes of walking. And that's really what the abundant life is about. Remember, if so, we're able to get those small micro wins day by day. So at the end, we have a huge macro win. Did anybody have anything that they wanted to share about the affirmations before I move into the personal skill set for today's abundant thinkers? You can press star 6 if you called into the teleconference, if you called in to Blog Talk Radio.
Press 1.
You'll press 1.
We got a caller that's coming in right now on Blog Talk. 1633 is the last 4. Okay. Caller LaVoe Hawkins.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I have been doing affirmations on my authentic self. And so I'm just going to read what I've been reading to myself. Today, I am connected firmly and passionate to my true self. I realize my potential, and I honor it by allowing myself to be uniquely me. I consciously release all false versions of who I thought I was and consciously replace them with a connection to my authentic self. The most sincere place of impact in my life happens when I am honest myself. Today, I choose honesty. I create loving relationships from a place of knowing who I really am. In this moment, I focus my intention on using my time and my talents to create a world that supports a greater unfoldment of my life. Today, I align my inner, higher self with my day-to-day activities, blessing everything that requires me to change and grow. Today, I stand grounded in the power of my most authentic self. And I'm saying that to myself every day to start off my day. Amen.
I say. I love it. Releasing those false ideas of who we thought I was, Carla. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this morning. And how do you feel after you start saying that? Do you start feeling the transformation? Do you feel the calling to step into that greater part of yourself? Or I'm sure it feels different from when you first started doing it to how you feel now. Could you expand on that a little bit more for those who haven't tried affirmations yet?
Yes, this is one of the building blocks that I had talked about. It's because sometimes, you know, I would allow myself to conform to what others expected of me or wanted from me, and I wasn't being true to myself. And so I realized that I had to remind myself that being myself was who God created me to be. So, you know, to reflect on things, just because I might have some flaws, it's because I'm growing. And it's okay to grow, and it's okay to identify, but that's my true self. And I'm growing, and I'm continuing to grow, and I'm going to continue to grow as God has with me. So that's why I needed this, so that I could just stay focused and not beat up on myself and love on myself and accept myself in my growth. Like my, you know, accept yourself where you are and see yourself where God's taking you.
Come on now. And that's the power in that. Thank you so much for just sharing that. Because a lot of times we, especially with new people being on the call and things like that, we forget the power of our affirmations and just remembering to be gentle with ourselves and just reaffirm ourselves. Because even if this is how I look at it too, Carla, just adding to what you said, I have to remind Chastity the things that I'm quick to say to myself. Would I say that to my daughter if she failed, right? Or if she did something that didn't make her feel the best about herself, I would not be so quick to make her feel crummy about herself, but I would affirm who she is. So in that same way that I'm able to extend that love, I have to remind myself to pour that love into Chastity and to affirm Chastity, and that it's okay that, you know, even with the setback, you know, I'm ready to bounce back, right, and talk about what I will have been able to learn in that. and also speak in first party and not say anything other than I am. So I think that's powerful, and I appreciate you so much for opening up your line and sharing that with us this morning.
Amen.
Enjoy your weekend, sis. Did anybody else have anything else? I wanted to jump into the personal skill set for Monday. Think of real quick, because before we make it to the weekend.
I just wanted to share one thing about the affirmation. To be real clear, I want us to realize that affirmations said with emotion, affirmations that come from the heart, is what really truly manifests, because it's when it's in the heart that it can manifest, because it's in the heart that we manifest everything that we bring into our experience. So remember, what we think, what we say is powerful, but what we actually have in our heart is what we bring into our experience. So if you say I'm rich and you feel poor, you're only attracting poor, because the language of the universe is in the heart, is in the vibrations of what you feel. So I want to remind you, as you speak your affirmation, speak it so powerfully that you're speaking it from the heart, that you feel what you say, that is passionately coming through, because that's when you truly manifest, when it comes from the heart. I'm complete.
Yes. So that's why she told us in this family, in this chapter, to be as most as specific as possible, so we are able to speak from the heart, as Janina said. So the personal skill set for today is abundant thinker. Let's talk about some of the skill sets that we really must have in order to be highly successful, financially prosperous, and spiritually evolved people. Lisa was saying over the years she's developed her own checklist. Number one, be creative. Be willing to see opportunities that don't appear exactly as you have planned on them, but that could be stunning opportunities when you add your own element. How cool is that? Be in alignment with your relationships. The moment you achieve alignment with your relationship with yourself, with your money, with others, and with your business is the moment that your abundant thinking will kick into high gear. Come on, God. So you must be in a high relationship with yourself, with your money, and with others, and in business, for it really to kick into high gear. What do you require of yourself? What do you require from your money, your peers, and your business? Do you keep your commitments in the four areas? Do you complain? Do you say no for the same reasons in all four areas and mean it? When you do need it, when you do need to, do your business, your link to peers, and your own actions allow for time off? Do you require business to pay you a paycheck? Do you see money as a tool or as an end goal? Do you have to work hard for your money and relationships, or do they come effortlessly to you? To be at the same place in these four areas means your life flows with harmony, grace, and ease. Be willing to go beyond average, family. Abundant thinkers don't stop when the 5 o'clock bell rings. They stop when the job is done. While average people are watching the clock, abundant thinkers are focused on what it will take to achieve the outcome that they want, regardless of what is required. Be willing to go beyond average. Be comfortable moving your limit line. Be comfortable with moving your limit line. In everyone's life, there's a limit to how far they will typically go outside of their normal routine or comfort zone. When you go past that line, such as negotiating an important business deal or writing a best-selling book or becoming a board member with your trade association, you have gone outside your limit line. Abundant thinkers, on the other hand, strive to move their limit line forward, right? By moving your limit lines, abundant thinkers have had more money to work with, bigger opportunities to select from, and fewer either or by choices that they have made. or will have more choices that they could actually choose from. And that's because you have to be able to move that. Mediocre seekers, on the other hand, stay safely behind their limit lines. While they may venture outside the continuum, they're fearful, and they may even punish for doing so. So always move yourself beyond your limit line. So even if it's calling that extra client, for those who are starting their own businesses, if it's going to that one extra networking event and you haven't been to one, if you went to one last month but you said you were going to go to two, start doing that. Start pushing yourself. Remember, it's incremental steps, family. It's not one big thing. It's just one. It's just incremental steps, right? So be focused on raising the top line, not preserving the bottom line. Abundant thinkers are focused on expansion, expanding people, joy, abundance, revenue, and opportunity. And I'll just go through these last three really quick so we can prepare because we are at the top of the hour. Be aware of your spending and not focused on your earning, right? Be aware of your spending but not focused on your earning, right? That's very, very important for us because you want to put your real energy into your revenue, right? And your top line revenue, and that's just growing more because where energy grows, your energy flows. Energy grows where energy flows. Fail forward. Abundant thinkers look for the lesson in the situation where they didn't get the outcome that they wanted, right? So it doesn't mean just stop. It's just gather the failure, if that's what you want to call it, but it really is just called a lesson. Grab it and go. Always make a decision in abundance. Always make a decision in accordance with the highest value. Even when a decision is costly, unpopular, or difficult, abundant thinkers always consider their highest values before deciding. My God. What values are common amongst highest thinkers? Integrity of action, quality of output, protection of people, and preservation of relationships, to just name a few. So I know we covered a lot here today, Love Journey family, on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, but I hope it gave you some great things to really start thinking about. I think the biggest thing for us to really start thinking about and to walk away with this week is definitely going to be practicing your affirmations, okay? Practicing your affirmations, being mindful of our internal talk, being mindful of our chatter and the things that we're processing, and then just taking ourselves a little bit further, one step at a time, just a little bit further. So I get it. Everyone may not feel compelled this weekend up until the solar eclipse on Monday to possibly stop watching the news or anything that is not affirming of your highest Christ self. I get that. But just remember to love on yourself, love on your family, be mindful of your relationships, be thankful of the relationships that you do have. Practice abundance, family. Practice abundance, abundant thinking. Be grateful for what we do have. Remember, we've talked about in the previous chapter, every day we should be spending at least 10 minutes just writing and just talking about at least 10 things that we're grateful for that money can't buy, whether it's relationships, whether it's your husband or wife, your kids, your own heart beating. The fact if you're not in the hospital or if you're in the hospital and God still spared your life, write that down. Be grateful, family. Let's focus on the things that are positive and that are working truly in our lives and how we can continue to move forward. I thank you so much for your time this morning, Love Journey. Thank you for everyone and your collective energy and support this morning. I am Chastity A. Wells, licensed agent here in Marshall State. If you have any questions in regards to insurance outside of your job, you are able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. You can call or text that number, 614-230-6600. I am also available on all social media outlets at Chastity A. Wells, and that's only one T in my name, Chastity A. Wells. I do service for all types of insurance needs as well. Again, Love Journey, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for putting up with me and my sniffles this morning. Love you all, and Peace and blessings to you all. Thank you again, Janine.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Chastity. I was saying thank you for moving past yourself. I know you're probably like, oh, I don't want to do it. You know, sometimes we do feel like that. I do. I know I do. And I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you shared some powerful stuff today. Thank you so much. I want to, before we cut on Reverend Knock, I just want to bring out this one part about what Chastity said, just to amplify what she was saying, because I think this is so powerful, because so many times when we're taught to do what they call budgets or kind of start seeing and focusing where our money is going, we always told to pay off debt, cut expenses. And I love what she says right here. Abundant thinkers are focused on expansion, expansion, expansion. I just want to reiterate that. Abundant thinkers are focused on expansion, expanding people, expanding joy, expanding abundance and revenue. Because so many times we always looking at how to cut expenses, which employ scarcity thinking. We start thinking, okay, how can I cut my expenses? Is scarcity thinking. And I'm going to tell you, I did just that when I got laid off from work. The first thing I did was, what can I do to cut my expenses instead of thinking? And I remember laying in that bed when I got laid off from work, and God says, you get up every morning, you say your affirmation, God is my source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. Why are you laying in that bed if because you don't have a job? Was that your
story? Come on, God.
Was that your source? And now when I read this and I was thinking about what Chastity was saying, I realized that I went into fear mode. Scarcity thinking takes us into fear mode, which thinks that we have to cut expenses instead of thinking expansion. Scarcity thinkers, hold on tight. Instead of thinking how we can increase ways to earn, serve, love, and create, I want us to go away this weekend thinking about expansion. How can we expand the love? How can we expand our capacity to attract money into our experience? How can we attract and expand and create and stop being scarcity thinkers? Which brings me to Reverend Ike. Prosperity is an inside job. It's only about 5 minutes. We're going to take over the world.
And this is why God wants you to prosper and to be in health, to be in total well-being, even as your soul prospers. Let's talk about that statement for a moment. As your soul prospers, even as your inner man prospers. This tells us something, that prosperity is an inside job. I wish I had that tape here by Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike did a talk on that subject. Prosperity is an inside job, and this is what this tells us. In order for your life, your affairs to prosper, your soul, or your inner man must prosper. Say with me again, prosperity is an inside job. So we're here talking about prosperity because we want to experience more and more prosperity. So then we realize that this is an inside job that we've got to do. You see, too many times we think that prosperity and success are outside jobs, and we sometimes work on the outer so hard. Don't worry. Come right back. And remember what? Prosperity is an inside job. The soul must prosper. Right back to the words of Jesus, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right action, and then all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, your mind must prosper before your behind can prosper. That's the way I talk in New York. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. But too many times you see people are so busy they work the behind to death. Two and three jobs, and yet they're still two steps behind the bill collector. First, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the mind, and its right action. And then all things shall be added unto you. Yes? Physical good health is even an inside job. All the good that I desire is an inside job. Say that. All the good that I desire is an inside job. And that's why we need to go to meetings and seminars and workshops like this. That's why we need to buy these books. That's why we need to buy these tapes. Because they help us to do our inside work. Many times I jog with the cassettes playing into my ear through an earphone. I got up early this morning and turned on one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Last thing last night, I listened to one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Sometimes I ride right up to the meetings listening to the tapes. Why? I'm working on my inner man, working on the soul. So start working on the inside and knowing that whatever kind of good that you want, it's an inside job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get busy working, there are a number of ways that you can work on the inner man. We work on the inner man by affirmation, such as we've been doing all day long. By saying the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. Because what you say is what you get. Not just out of the mouth, it must be said where? From the heart. You must say it until your very heart, your very mind, your very feeling nature begins to say it. Visualization is another great technique for working on the inner man. Because it can be also said, what you see is what you get. Say that. What you see is what you get. So write down this question for self-interrogation. How do I see myself? Now, you've got to deal with it. In the first session, we gave you two more questions that were similar to that. What do I think about myself and how do I feel about myself? Now, deal with it from the point of, how do I see myself? Say that.
How do I see myself?
And here's another twist to the same question. What do I see myself being, doing, and having? Let's have it.
What do I see myself being, doing, and having?
You've got to really deal with that. And then immediately begin to see and to think and to feel yourself being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And get that inner man, that inner vision, that inner feeling, that inner mind in tune and working and prepared. Let your soul prosper. Let the inner man prosper. I want to quote from Reverend Ike again. I don't know why I'm always quoting that Reverend Ike. But he says this, if you want something, first get it in your mind.
In your mind.
If you want something, first get it in your mind.
Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today. Your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram and Chastity A. Wells on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I'm going to leave you with, ain't no stopping us now. Remember, your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is to give back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream. Live. It takes action to live your God-sized dream. Ain't no stopping us, family.
many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together.
Negative people.